We are joined here in the media center with the Top Fuel number one qualifier, Steve Torrence. His Friday evening pass of 3.677 seconds at 333.58 miles per hour not only set both ends of the track record, but it also stood strong for Saturday's qualifying. Steve, talk about today's conditions and how drastically different they were from yesterday.
Well, you know, I mean, it was a lot cooler yesterday, a lot later in the evening when we were able to run, and it was pretty much optimum conditions to go out there and do what we did. Like I said yesterday, I was a little bit surprised to see it. I knew that was somewhere close to what we were trying to run, but I just wasn't real confident that it would stick. I saw a lot of those cars that were capable of doing the same thing go out and smoke the tires. But it is a huge confidence booster to go into race day and then into the second day of qualifying, knowing that Richard and Bobby have a real good handle on the tune-up, and the car has performed pretty much flawlessly. I mean, I just told all the guys, I think that's the most dominating performance that we've had from our race car since Dallas of last year. And so things are coming around. I think that, you know, I don't want to speak too soon, but I think that the race car that we had last year was the best we'd ever had, and this one's getting really close to it again, as far as consistency and just going out and being quick and doing what we tell it to do every time. And Richard, I mean, his confidence is at an all-time high, and he's, I mean, you can see it in him. You can see the whole just focus and intensity that he has right now, and it's fun to be driving his race car.
Does that make you feel like, as long as I don't screw up, things will be okay?
Oh, that makes me feel like I'm 10 foot tall and bulletproof, because, I mean, you know, it's... I'm not bragging at all, but it's pretty dadgum impressive when you go out and you outrun the field by 500s last night and 300s today. I mean, this class is very, very close. I mean, you know, there's been races where it's as close as pro stock to go out and have races that tight and to outrun them all by 300s and 500s. That's pretty dominant and not something that you see very often. So, yeah, it makes you feel good going into race day, especially knowing that not only did we do it, you know, a couple times, we did it when the conditions weren't the best, and so I'm pretty amped up.
How aggressive were you all today looking for your limitations in this track?
Those right there are answers that I can't give you. I think that probably a little more aggressive than some of the other people, just because we had run so well yesterday that it gave us that liberty to go out and push the envelope a little more. But you know, that's just something that you're able to get away with when you go out and run well on Friday.
When we talk about changing conditions, we talk about what the crew chiefs have to do. They change this, they change that, they change the setup. When you're in the car, what do you feel in terms of difference between a loose track and tight track, and is there anything you can do about it?
Well, you kind of pump yourself up. You get it in your head that when the track is subpar and it's suspect out there at the 330 half track that it may spin the tire, you're ready for it. You know, sometimes when it's good like it was last night and right now, you don't expect it and you kind of let your guard down and you go out there and it rattles a tire, smokes a tire, and you're not right there waiting on it to happen. And I mean, you still react, but you're not as good as if you're trying to push that envelope and you know it's coming. So the track's been good. They've done a really good job. You know, the track prep, I think, has changed, you know, over the last few races, but this is a really good racetrack. So I don't think it's anything they're doing different. I just think it's the weather that we have right now. There's not a lot of heat in the track, so it's going out there, and I mean, the cars are running, and I think that Richard and Bobby have adapted to these changing track prep better than some of the other guys. So it won't be long until they catch up, but right now I'm going to take advantage of it, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.